praise, 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 praise the Lord. And if you do want to re-listen to these things, I'm posting them on our website. So you'll find maybe 10 or 15 messages that I've preached in the past. You'll hear a lot of Shelley as well, and you'll hear what we're doing currently. So, but let's pray over this word this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory for a wonderful service today. And we just give you all the glory for it, God. We ask you to give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond to what your Spirit is saying to us. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen. Amen, amen and amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Eli's got a mighty harvest coming out there. Right? Hallelujah. Well, hey, guess what? Actually, my brother's birthday is coming a week from tomorrow. And guess what your birthday also is? It's Rosh Hashanah.
It's the end of the third quarter.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. September 30th, the Jewish feast of Rosh Hashanah is celebrated this year. And I feel stirred to spend a couple Sundays on Israel and on the importance of these holidays, the fall feasts, and just let the Holy Ghost show us some stuff. Amen. So, happy Feast of Trumpets, everyone. Now, I know we're a little ahead of time, but that's how, it's interesting. I've done, you know, in my pest control service jobs I've had over the years, it's amazing how the Lord's timing's always so cool, you know. I've been like at a Jew's house doing a job on Passover before. And the lady was just scrambling, cooking and stuff. And she's like, you know, I don't even know why we do this. We just do, you know. And so it's cool to think that, you know, the Jews have a piece of stuff we need to know, and the Christians have a piece of the stuff we need to know. We need to bring those things together and see things together. Amen. There's a running together. Amen. And these feasts are very significant in terms of world history and God's calendar. And so when you see words like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, don't just blow by them. They're significant. And this is what the Lord wants us to look at today. So the foundation text for the Feast of Trumpets, which happens again, the day is September 30th this year, 2019, which actually begins sundown on the 29th. And one thing I was reading says it actually goes through Tuesday or something. But anyway, Leviticus 23:23-25 says this, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest." Everybody say Sabbath rest, right? "A memorial of blowing of trumpets." Say blowing of trumpets, right? "A holy convocation." Say holy convocation. Yeah. "You shall do no customary work on it. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." Hallelujah. Now, it's cool. Ann brought this in. She ordered this shofar. This is a shofar, a ram's horn, right? And I won't attempt to blow it, but on special Jewish holidays, they blow the shofar. On Sabbath, they blow the shofar, or Shabbat, you know, they blow the shofar, and that kind of, and it signifies something. Amen? But isn't that cool? Thank you, Ann, for bringing that in. An actual shofar. And it's cool to remember that. I'll just put it right here so y'all can see it. The significance of the blasting of the shofar. And one of the things I was reading, there's a cool website called, I remember back when I was in children's ministry again, we were teaching some of the, along some of these lines, and we were introduced to a website called Torah Tots for children, you know? And sometimes when you're learning something new, like a language or something, it's good to start with what are the children learning? Because that's kind of where I need to start from with some of this, right? And so they had some great stuff. But one of the things they said about the shofar was that it reminds us of the sacrifice that Abraham was about to make of his son Isaac, right? And how when before he made the sacrifice, you know the story, they were walking up the mountain and he was had the knife up in the air and the angel called out, "Hold it, hold it, hold it. You don't have to do it. This was a test to see if you would sacrifice your son to the Lord, right? And then he looks over and there is a ram caught by its horn in the briars, and that became the sacrifice. So the ram's horn reminds us of that, reminds us that Jesus took my place. He was the atoning sacrifice of my sins, right? So I don't have to go out there and try to fix my own sin problem, right? Jesus took care of it. He was the atoning sacrifice, his blood, right? And all these kind of things. So there's a number of different things, but that's one of them that jumped out at to me on this. But the convocation word, because that's where we're going here, means called out, means an assembly, a public meeting, to address by name. So this is for specific people, not everybody. Somebody say, not everybody, right? These holy convocations are for specific people. In this sense, you would say Jews, right? But there's a running together of these things. These things are rehearsals. These holidays are rehearsals, and they're symbols of things God is doing in the earth, not just in the Jews, right? So the holy convocation, they'll have a meeting. They'll do no customary work that day, right? They'll have a Sabbath rest, that type of thing. And they come together. They come to temple or whatever, right? But here's the significance, some things that the Lord has been showing me about these events. Here's down in your notes there, number B, the significance of the Feast of Trumpets, which is called Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Bible, they call it Feast of Trumpets, right? Rosh Hashanah emphasizes the love and mercy of the Lord. Amen. There's some cool stuff in here. The day Adam and Eve were created. The day Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. See, everything is significant with God's calendar, right? No work is permitted. A day of casting off sins. I like that, cast off. We're casting off, right? A day to remember the importance of being written, inscribed, or sealed in the book of life. See, that shows you it ain't for everybody, right? A day to remember the importance of repentance of sins. The season of, I'll try to say that, teshuvah, which means to return. To return, returning to God, right? The season Jesus was born was this time of year, which is cool. I remember Rabbi Joseph Shulam told us once, he said, you can still celebrate Christmas because that's probably when Gabriel came to visit Mary. Was it Christmas time? Isn't that cool? Doesn't that make you feel better about Christmas? It's like, hey, Merry Christmas. Yeah, awesome, right? But this is actually the time where Jesus came, where the world was, you know, where Adam and Eve were born, where Moses received the word came to him. Amen? And when Randy came, yeah, September 30th. Woo, Randy. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. It's a day of shofar blowing. Now, this is cool. The you know, Feast of Trumpets. And one of the things that jumped out at me was the rabbi said, the shofar blasting means, wake up, everyone who is asleep. Amen. So it's a day to remember, get right with God, get right with God. Wake up, wake up. Well, we're going somewhere with this though, okay? Ram's horn reminds us of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son, and the Lord provided a ram in his place. Jesus took our place, right? And this is cool. It's the day we present ourselves before the Lord. Oh, my, my, my. And there's a feast, a celebration. Hallelujah. It's the Jews call it the new year start. It's a new beginning, a new start. And they celebrate. Hallelujah, right? And they, but again, we have to watch, like in other religions and other faiths, that we don't get into this in terms of, this is the time of year for me to fix myself, which that's where Judaism focuses. This is the time of year for you to fix yourself. Guess what? I couldn't fix myself. This holiday is a reminder to me that I could not fix myself, that somebody died in my place. Hallelujah. Right? Isn't that glorious? But now listen to this. In 1 Thessalonians, somebody say the day is coming, right? The day is coming. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. This is kind of ties the knot here with this. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Verse 15. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. Somebody make a shout right now. Just go, hallelujah, hallelujah, right? Isn't it cool to think that when the rapture happens, we're going to be involved in it one way or another, right? We're either going to be coming with him, busting out of the grave, or our bodies, our spirits are already with him, right? But our bodies will say, hey, here I come, right? Or we'll hear it in the air and bang, we're there, right? Isn't that awesome? So with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, there you go. There's the blasting of the trumpet, right? And the dead in Christ will rise first. I've heard somebody say, so does that mean the Baptists are going first? No, no. Oh, we poke fun at each other in the body of Christ, don't we? I heard one John Maxwell say, how many Pentecostals does it take to change a light bulb? Three. One to do the work and two to bind the darkness. He was talking with my Pastor Huck back then, and he goes, so tell me, how are you guys getting all this stuff done? And he goes, we bind the darkness. Hallelujah, right? Oh. And the dead in Christ will rise first, verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together. That's where we get the word rapture. Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Somebody say always. I mean, that's a new start right there, isn't it? I mean, it's a whole new deal. We're up there with the Lord. We're going to be with him always. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And I present before you this. Rosh Hashanah is a reminder that the rapture's coming. Amen. And you'll see next week when we talk about Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, represents the second coming of the Lord. There's a difference between the two. Some people think that it's one thing. Christians are going to have to endure the tribulation period and Jesus is going to come bail us out. No, no, this shows right here that they are two separate events. Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, says rapture. Day of Atonement says second coming. The rapture, nobody's going to know what happened. The second coming, everybody sees him coming. Hallelujah, especially those about to try to wipe Israel off the map. Yeah. We'll get to that soon, right? But look at this. When we go back through these, what the emphasis of Rosh Hashanah is, all right? No workers permitted. Guess what? When we get to heaven, it's going to be a party time. A seven-year celebration in heaven, right? That's what this signifies. That's what this holiday is a reminder of, right? No work is permitted. The casting off of sins, hallelujah. All the battle with my flesh is done. All the stuff that we hear all the time, the grief of having to deal with the trash of this world, we're casting it off and out of here. Glory to God, right? When you think about Jesus, when it says this is the time of year we remember that Jesus was sent to the planet. He was born this time of year, the day that Moses received the word on commandments. Jesus is the word of God. Why wouldn't it also mean the day he comes back? Or the time, the season, the reminder that he's coming back. I've heard many teach, they believe he will return on Rosh Hashanah one day. Now that's interesting, amen? It's a reminder he's coming back for his church. He was born that day, the word of God on tablets came, right? And he's coming back. He's coming again to get his people. Amen? It reminds us that this is for this holy convocation or to those who are addressed by name. You have to have a reservation. This is not for everybody. This is for those who have a reservation. In the Jewish culture, they would say it's for Jews. No. This is for people who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only. Somebody say only. Right? That's what it says, a day of to remember the importance of being written, inscribed, and sealed in the Book of Life. Hallelujah. Amen. This day is for you, church. It's for us. Amen. So when that trumpet blasts, all those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life with Jesus forever. Hallelujah, right? It's a day to remember the importance of repentance of sin. This is good for us to come back to and say, you know what? It's a reminder to the world, right? Repent of your sins. Come to Jesus. It's a reminder every calendar year, a reminder, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Hallelujah, right? Isn't it interesting that it's on our calendars, that kind of thing? Even the world sees it, and some go, oh, what is that, right? Even in the church, what is that? That's not for me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a reminder that he's coming back. Even the word, it's the season of Teshuvah, which means return. Guess who's returning for his people? Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you see it? Right? The day of the shofar blowing. That trumpet sounds, wake up, wake up, wake up. Everyone who's asleep, who's rising first? Those who are asleep in the grave. Can you see this? The trumpet sounds, wake up. All the graves of believers, their bodies is, psh. Wow. The power of God at that moment is going to be amazing, right? This is what this day is a reminder of. That day is coming. To those on this side of the rapture, it can mean, wake up, get saved, get saved, get your name in the book, name in the book, name in the book. Don't try to fix yourself. Come to Jesus. Amen? Get your name inscribed in the book. Live for God. Wake up. But then, when the rapture happens, it's going to be all the dead bodies and those, you know, coming out of the tombs and bang, up right before all the rest of us join them. Amen. Everyone who's still alive on the planet. Hallelujah. Isn't that glorious? And this one is probably my favorite. The day we present ourselves before the Lord. Right? A holy convocation, called out, an assembly, a public meeting to address by name. This is the day that you and me as believers who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will present ourselves before the Lord. The trumpet sounds, bang, we're in the presence of God presenting our, he says, it's time for my body to come home. Time for my family to return. Isn't that awesome? So that is what we need to remember with stuff like this is, this is all about Jesus. It's all about him and his body and his family. It's about him returning to get us, to take us home. Won't it be great to say bye to this world? I mean, honestly. Right? Amen? Don't think of any people specifically. Just so long sorrow. That's another thing I didn't write in here, but it means the end of sorrow and sadness. The end. Somebody say, the end. Hallelujah. That is what the Feast of Trumpets is all about. Jesus is coming back to get his people. Hallelujah. So, I know all you all in here are born again, but somebody might be listening to this later and thinking to themselves, wow, I want to make sure I'm in that book. How do I get my name inscribed in that book of life, sealed in that book of life? Well, all you have to do, and I know the church in this room agrees with me, and this is biblical, all you have to do is give your life to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to Jesus Christ, to confess him as your Savior, to admit your sins to him, confess your sins, repent of your sins, but come to Jesus. Everybody say, come to Jesus. Well, how do I do that? I can't see him. You come to him in prayer. You come to him in faith. So let's all close our eyes and bow our heads right now. And we're going to pray a prayer with you. And you will get saved. You will be born again. And from now on, you are waking up in your spirit. You are waking up in your spirit in Jesus' name. And when Jesus returns, your name is on the list. You will be there in the book of life. Hallelujah. Just pray this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you now. I receive Jesus as Lord of my life. I thank you that he died on the cross for me. He rose again for me. He sent his Holy Spirit to fill me, and I receive him now. Lord of my life, I thank you, Lord, that your blood has washed me clean of all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that on that day that you return, I'm going to be on the list. My name is in the book of life, and I'll serve you forever in Jesus' mighty name. And if you believe that and meant that with all your heart, say amen, amen and give God some great big praise. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you that somebody got born again right there. In Jesus' name, whether they're coming to Jesus or coming back to him, it is finished. Somebody say, it is finished in Jesus' name. And now you are rapture ready in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are dismissed. God bless you and have a wonderful day today.